It's time to eat.
What are you hungry for?
Sit down and get ready to consume an abundance of fantasy football knowledge from Ross Tucker and Joe Dolan.
Feed me now! I'm starving!
On the Fantasy Feast Eaten Podcast.
Yeah, let's eat, baby! It is the Fantasy Feast Eaten Podcast presented today by FantasyPoints.com. Use the code FEAST so you get a discount on all of Joe Dolan's unbelievable content, and Tom Brawley, and Graham Barfield, and the guru John Hansen, and our guy Greg Cosell, who will be on tomorrow's Ross Tucker Football Podcast, breaking down the position groups that are most and least affected by the abbreviated practice schedule, abbreviated preparation for the 2020 NFL season. You know this, I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years. Now I've got 5 podcasts, including this here Fantasy Feast podcast. It's August, which means 2 things. Number one, we start having 2 episodes a week because you guys deserve it, because it's fantasy football time, and we are scheduled to have Christopher Harris on Friday's Fantasy Feast podcast this week. It also means we dive in to Tears of Dolan. When I say Dolan, I'm talking about Joe Dolan at @FG_Dolan on Twitter. He's basically the owner of all he oversees at FantasyPoints.com. He's got a new setup. He is in South Carolina. We are getting into the Tears of Dolan. I am beyond excited for it. But before we do that, hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm well, Ross. How about yourself?
Not bad. I got a weird spot in our best ball this month. I'm like in the 11 hole, I think. So I went Chubb, Eckler, 1-2, and then Odell Beckham Jr. I think I got to check in, but Kenny Galladay with my next 2 picks. So I went
sounds fine.
Running back, receiver. What do you think?
I think that's going to be a pretty common start this year. I actually opened up with because we have not yet talked about you and I at least have not yet talked about Damian Williams opting out. So I went with Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round and Tyreek Hill in the second. So I doubled up on Kansas City Chiefs to open my draft. But my top 2 running backs are both rookies in Edwards-Helaire and Jonathan Taylor, and that's going to be a little precarious, but I think kind of exciting.
I was wrong, by the way. I got DJ Moore. I think that you know, I had the queue up. I got DJ Moore. I think I had Galladay higher, but the guy right before me took Galladay. So I got DJ Moore instead. I think you're even higher on DJ Moore than I've been, but maybe you convinced me of that.
Yeah, he's kind of in that. He's kind of in that high-end wide receiver 2-tier. Some like him even a lot more than I do. I'm still a little iffy on Teddy Bridgewater. I'm not sure. Exactly how much, exactly how good he is. But he's a very good wide receiver too, and I think Joe Brady's going to figure out a nice way to use him, especially after the catch. He has really good after the catch ability.
So here's what we got, Joe. We're not doing any more best ball drafts. We did 3. We did a May, June, July best ball draft. August is the big boy. August is the season-long redraft league where you go head-to-head against me and Joe and 14 others. It's a 16-team league, separates the men from the boys. The best ways right now to get into the redraft league, number one, go to fantasypoints.com, use the code FEAST, because Joe and his crew are awesome. And also, it's how you can get into the redraft league against me and Joe. And number two, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. No matter where you live, put the code Ross in, no matter where you live. And then you will be able, which is pretty darn cool, to get up to a $1,000 bonus. In fact, you know what? I'm so excited about the tiers. I'm going to tell them about the DraftKings thing right now, right? If you place a pregame money line bet on a single game in the NBA right now, and if the team you pick to win ends up losing but scores over 110 points they get their money back. We got Goff. Mm. We got UCL. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Ross when you sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook has a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. I repeat myself every time because it's insane. Just enter code Ross when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. All right. Speaking of with it, Joe, that's how you get with it in terms of the season-long league against me and you. You go ahead, you sign up at fantasypoints.com, use the code FEAST. You get the DraftKings Sportsbook app on your phone, put the code Ross in, whether you deposit or not. Our first two entries, Kevin Herb, because somehow something messed up. He was supposed to be in the last best ball league. It didn't work. It's a long story. Kevin's in. And Scott Boyd. Before I even told people how to enter, Scott Boyd emailed me with like seven things, Joe. I mean, he like went to Butcher Box. He did Amazon. He did DraftKings. He did Fantasy Point. Scott Boyd wanted in. So those are the first two entries. We'll figure it out throughout August who the other 12 are, because me and Joe are two. We got two more. So 12 more of you get to get in the season-long redraft league against me and Joe. All right, so that's very exciting. The other thing that's exciting is we're starting out Tears of Dolan. Always our most listened to shows, always our most popular shows. Joe, it's your first time riding shotgun for these shows. And I want to start, we'll do this every week. Everybody and their brother, as you know, Joe, has rankings. Everybody has rankings. Mm-hmm. Why? Can you reiterate for the people in the back why it's so important to have tiered rankings?
So first and foremost, rankings are, as I say, and I've always told people this when they ask, oh, what do you do for fantasy pros when you, where you have so much success? I do believe it's kind of an inexact science. Like, there is going to be so much, many times, the guy you have ranked fourth and the guy you have ranked seventh are going to flip-flop. It's going to happen so much. And when I'm doing 100 best balls, like you and I have done multiple, I've obviously done plenty on every platform there is, I don't have the confidence in myself. You have to have some level of humility. Yeah, I don't have the confidence in myself to be able to sit there and say, hey, look, this guy I have ranked third, I am going to draft him 100% of the time over the guy I have ranked fourth if I have that choice 10 times out of 10. You have to understand that there are sometimes very narrow windows that separate these guys from each other. On the other hand, there is going to be a drop-off at some point. Man, if I don't get this player, I'm going to be in trouble at running back. If I don't get that player, I'm going to be in trouble at wide receiver. And that knowing where those drop-offs are is really how you formulate a plan in your head. I especially like doing auction drafts. That's my favorite way to draft. And auction draft is basically tier-based drafting. You have to understand what's going to happen to your team if you don't get a guy at a certain target point. So coming up with tiers, I think arguably, I mean, not arguably, I think it is more important than rankings, because if sometimes you'll get on Twitter and they'll be like, why did you have this guy ranked fifth and this guy ranked sixth? And then you're like, I mean, they were basically ranked the same. Like, let's be honest. Like, you don't have to always take a guy who's ranked fifth if you like the guy who's ranked sixth better. But why do you have this guy ranked fifth and this guy ranked eighth and they're in different tiers? That's when you can really begin to separate guys. So I kind of look at my draft plan as saying, I want guys in a certain tier. I'm not going to feel good if my running back one comes from a lower tier. I'm not going to feel good if my wide receiver three comes from a tier where I have a bunch of wide receiver fives. So that's tier-based drafting to me. You have to understand why you're grouping guys together. And I think today, Ross, we're going to start at the quarterback position.
We are starting at quarterback. And Brian, we are starting the newest version called Tears of Dolan.
Oh boy.
Gotta move and groove to it, though. It's very important. You thought never be able to watch me do this before.
Will I win my league if I'm following
Joe Dolan?
Am I drafting Zeke if I'm following
Joe Dolan?
I'm at the turn, two picks to burn, but I know I won't go wrong with Tears of
Joe Dolan.
Yes! Love it, Scott Sheriff. That is Carrie Underwood's keyboard player, and he loves the Fantasy Feast. He does a show for us every year. He has a version where he actually, like, with his nice voice, because he does vocals, he's backup vocals for Carrie Underwood, where he says, Joe Dolan. But Brian and I just thought him inserting the me saying Joe was so much better. So I love it. What do you think, Joe?
Congratulations on your recording music debut, Ross. I'm very proud of you. That's it was very good. My mom's gonna love that one. My mom's my biggest fan, so I'm gonna have to get her to listen to that one.
Nice. All right, let's dive into it. Tier one, Joe. You've got Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
Yep. And I'll be honest, Ross, this is kind of the area where I'm not drafting a quarterback. Now, this is one quarterback leagues, super flex, two quarterback, completely different. You heard us talk maybe a little bit about the Scott Fishbowl and that super flex format on this podcast. But Mahomes and Lamar are just completely separated from the rest of the field. I mean, it's not even close between them and the tier two guys. That being said, their ADPs aren't close to the tier two guys. Mahomes and Jackson are going second round in most leagues. If you're in a league where there's sharper players, maybe you're in an expert league or an industry league, and those guys will slip into the third round. Very, very, very extremely rare to see them get into the fourth round. I haven't seen it yet happen, even in quote unquote expert leagues. You're just not going to get those guys deep. Now, there are ways to win in fantasy football drafting a quarterback early. You'll see, I think one of the things going around in best balls from fantasy Twitter and the fantasy community is the Chiefs stack, almost drafting two or even three Chiefs in the first three rounds by going with Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and Patrick Mahomes. Maybe you do Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes. There are ways to kind of do a super high upside stack like that. I think it's particularly risky in the time of COVID to do something like that, put all your eggs in one basket. But frankly, the opportunity cost of drafting a quarterback that early, it really hurts you at the other positions, especially running back and wide receiver. That's why I don't like doing it. And Ross, you have to the thing people always are going to say to you, well, you know, I had Lamar last year and I had Patrick Mahomes the year before, and those guys were the reason I won my fantasy championship. True. 100% true. That's why I have them ranked number one and number two. Mahomes actually number one, but I mean, again, splitting hairs like I talked about a little bit earlier. But when you drafted Patrick Mahomes 2 years ago, where'd you get him? 10th round? 11th round? When you drafted Lamar Jackson last year, where'd you get him? 9th round, 10th round. That's part of the reason, if not the reason, you won your fantasy championship with these guys. Yes, they scored a ton of points, but you weren't hurting at running back and you weren't hurting at wide receiver. They just helped put your team over the top into that near unbeatable zone. That's what happened with those guys. So this year, they're super expensive. I am going to pass. I'm not naive enough to think there's another Lamar or another Mahomes on the board somewhere. However, I am going to take the opportunity to try to find somebody who's 70% of Lamar or 70% of Patrick Mahomes, and I am going to build my roster with much stronger running backs and wide receivers. So in most leagues, I am not going to be drafting quarterbacks from this tier. Yes, you can win by doing it. Yes, if you have a keeper league, for sure. But that is not how I would recommend you do a fantasy football team this year.
Tier two, you've got four guys. Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson. All of those guys give you some kind of a running element.
Yes, and I think if people were to say, well, here's the next Lamar Jackson, people are going to say it's Kyler Murray. The problem is everybody is looking for that next Lamar Jackson. Kyler Murray's ADP is like QB3, QB4. So he is very expensive this year. And I know you've had Greg Cosell on the podcast, and you know he wrote a piece for us up at fantasypoints.com where he said, dude, this guy's got a lot of talent, but he's got a lot to work on. And you know, with the offseason, you wonder, could he get off to a little bit of a slow start? So you're not getting Kyler Murray at a discount. With this tier, Ross, this is also one where I am probably not actively targeting a quarterback because I want to get my I want to load up basically on wide receivers at this spot because I really like the wide receivers going in the fourth, fifth, and sixth round range. And that's where these four guys, Prescott, Murray, Wilson, and Watson, are getting drafted. Now, if Prescott falls into the sixth or Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson falls into the seventh round, which has happened, and that's more common for that to happen than like Lamar Jackson slipping into the third. That's when I'll start to pull the trigger. You know, I when I'm drafting a second tier quarterback, and you ask me, how do you know? I go to the old adage. I'm not sure exactly who said it, but it might have been in a courtroom somewhere or something. It's about pornography, and they ask, they're like, how do you know what's art or what's pornography? And they're like, you kind of know it when you see it. That's how I draft a quarterback in this second tier. If I'm looking at running back, wide receiver, and tight end, and I really don't like the value there, I'm like, the best wide receiver available is like a mediocre wide receiver three. The best running back available is a committee back. I don't want to draft Tyler Higbee at tight end. And I see Deshaun Watson's there. Maybe late sixth, early seventh round, that's when I'm going to draft a quarterback from my second tier. But I'm really, my focus on drafting a quarterback this year is typically to try to land one of the three guys who are in my third tier.
Got it. All right. Tier three, you referenced it. There's only three guys in your tier three. That is Josh Allen, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan. Tier four is a ton of guys.
Yep.
So talk to me about tier three, this group that fits in between your tier two and between your beastly tier four.
Okay, so here's how I have three different guys in tier three, and it's all about how you want to build your roster. If you want to build all upside and you don't care about erratic play, if you don't really care about a really tough schedule, our guy Scott Barrett has the Buffalo Bills schedule power rated as the toughest for quarterbacks this year, although probably got a little bit easier with all the Patriots opt-outs. Josh Allen's your guy. Josh Allen's the guy you want if you want to try to get that rushing production. He has 17 rushing touchdowns in his first two seasons. He's never going to be a 65% passer. Hell, he might never be a 60% passer. But he's got talent at receiver after the addition of Stephon Diggs. If you can stomach Josh Allen's occasional game where he's going to go 17 for 38 and throw two interceptions while also understanding he could run for 75 yards and a touchdown in that game, Josh Allen's your guy. He's the guy who's going to be all upside. If you want to go with all floor, say maybe you invested in Clyde Edwards-Helaire as your running back one, and you're like, man, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I love him this year, but he's a rookie. Or maybe Jonathan Taylor is your RB2, and you're like, I'm just not sure exactly how much those guys are going to produce early in the year. If you want to go with all floor, Matt Ryan's your guy. He's not going to run. We know that, but he is going to attempt a metric ton of passes. We have him projected to lead the NFL in pass attempts at fantasypoints.com. They don't have a great defense, but they have Julio Jones. They have Calvin Ridley. They brought in Hayden Hurst. Russell Gage had a nice end of the year. I don't think their running game is going to be very good this year. So Matt Ryan is the guy, if you're like, man, I need just steady Eddie. I need a floor play. I'm going to go with Matt Ryan. If you want to kind of bridge that gap and say, well, I don't want to go all YOLO, nor do I want to fall asleep when I'm setting my lineup with Matt Ryan at quarterback, then you go with Carson Wentz. And I think Carson Wentz has qualities of both Josh Allen and Matt Ryan. He's got the playmaking ability that Josh Allen has, but Wentz is a far more accurate passer. He's not going to run as much as Allen, but he's going to run a lot more than Matt Ryan is going to. So you could get a couple of rushing touchdowns there, a couple of games where he gives you 25, 30 rushing yards. He has more speed at the receiver position this year with presumably DeSean Jackson, as long as he watches a World War II documentary and stays off of Twitter. He's going to have him. He brings Jalen Reagor in, who I think is going to have a big rookie year. You have that great tight end pair. You know, Wentz threw for over 4,000 yards without a single wide receiver going for 500 last year. The Eagles are apparently talking up Alshon Jeffrey. I'll believe that when I see it. But Carson Wentz is kind of the guy who bridges the gap between Josh Allen and Matt Ryan as kind of a combination upside floor type of guy. So those three guys in my tier three, that allows you a ton of flexibility with your roster. And that is typically where I'm going to be focusing when I'm targeting a quarterback this year. I want one of those three guys, but you are not screwed if you don't get one of those guys.
So you are screwed, Joe, if you don't sign up for ButcherBox.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some ButcherBox, especially their salmon. I eat the crap out of their salmon. They've got wild-caught Alaskan salmon, heritage pork, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken. Listen, here's the deal. It is delicious food. You guys know I'm the press box food guy. I would not steer you wrong when it comes to anything, but especially food. It's shipped frozen and vacuum sealed right to your house. So if you want to eat good, healthy proteins that are organic, it's sent right to your house. Just go to butcherbox.com/feast. Mark a visit to the meat counter off of your to-do list and receive quality meats delivered to your door now. That's butcherbox.com/feast. Absolutely delicious. Your tier five is amazing, Joe, but we're not there yet. Tier four is by far the biggest tier.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, Daniel Jones, Drew Brees, Joe Burrow, Ryan Tannehill, Ben Roethlisberger, Cam Newton, Jared Goff. This is like your, is it fair to say, this is like your average standard tier?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, 100%. And this is why you advocate waiting on quarterback for people. Now, obviously, I have these guys separated from my tier three for whatever reason. I don't think they have the upside. In the case of somebody like Daniel Jones, he's got a really tough schedule. His left tackle just opted out. Matthew Stafford's coming off an injury. Joe Burrow's a rookie. Ben Roethlisberger's coming off an injury. Ryan Tannehill's due for regression. Jared Goff's coming off a terrible season. Cam Newton is coming off an injury and he's with a new team. These guys all have something to argue against them. Drew Brees is old and Taysom Hill's there. So what kind of volume is he going to have? However, I think it is extremely likely there are going to be a lot of fantasy teams with these guys as a starting quarterback. And that's why you're not screwed if you don't get one of the tier three guys. If you don't get one of the tier three guys, get a couple of guys from this tier. Maybe pair a floor guy like Brees with an upside guy like Newton, or a floor guy like Brady with an upside guy like Joe Burrow. And you're going to be just fine drafting a couple of quarterbacks from this tier. Some people might disagree with me. There are going to be people who have Cam Newton higher than this. I want to wait and see first, but I think Cam Newton is the guy. If you really want upside, you star him here, because I think it's going to be very intriguing what he's going to do with the New England Patriots. I think Tom Brady and Cam Newton would be a fascinating pair to draft. Just kind of funny. You know, you could follow that all season. But I think you can get away easily with one of these guys as your starting quarterback, even if they weren't your star 'em, circle 'em, underline 'em target. There are going to be plenty of teams that are going to get production out of these guys. They just have more warts than them in them than the guys ahead of them.
Joe, I've been waiting all show for this. Part of me thinks that you did this on purpose for effect. Tier 5 is only two names. Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Garoppolo. You have Aaron Rodgers below like 20 quarterbacks in the year of our Lord 2020. Explain yourself.
Well, I think the question should be, we should get Brian Gutekunst on here to have him explain himself. Who's Aaron Rodgers throwing ball to? Devontae Adams, who misses games every year. And I love Devontae Adams this year, but he misses games every year. His only addition to his receiving core this offseason was Devin Funchess. He opted out. So you have Devontae Adams, Alan Lazard, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who was terrible last year, Equanimeous St. Brown, who's done jack all in the NFL, Jake Kumerow, who has like the soul of Jeff Janis implanted into him, Jay Sternberger, who I also like this year, by the way, and we'll get to him in the tight end tiers. But he's a second-year tight end who basically has only played in the playoffs. And they drafted a fullback and a power running back and a backup quarterback in the first three rounds of the NFL draft. I mean, Aaron Rodgers – see, here's why I have Aaron Rodgers in my fifth tier. Because the average fantasy player is going to be like, whoa, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, give him to me. And I want people to realize that they just should not be drafting Aaron Rodgers where the average fantasy player is going to be drafting him. There is zero upside here. The one thing you could say, just to play devil's advocate, is Aaron Rodgers is going to have a double middle freedom rockets raised, FU, MVP kind of season, with those freedom rockets pointed directly at head coach Matt LaFleur and the GM's booth at Lambeau Field. There's going to be nobody else there, so he might as well have somebody focused on him. That's the rationale for me, but I just do not see the upside with Aaron Rodgers the way I do with the guys I have ranked in front of him.
Tier 6, to wrap it up, the last three, it's Gardner Minshew, Teddy Bridgewater, and Drew Lock. Mm-hmm. Now, is it Juwan James opting out? Is it that all his receivers are young? Drew Lock, it's just interesting because I think a lot of people are kind of high on Drew Lock, kind of excited, and he's your last guy.
I think that there's just a level of skepticism with Drew Lock for me. He started 5 games in the NFL. Now, he went 4-1. However, he averaged just 204 passing yards per game. That's not going to get it done for fantasy. They added a lot of weapons. So Drew Lock is probably the guy here who, for me, was closest to being tier 5 just because of how loaded this offense is. But for the other guys, Gardner Minshew, he's going to run. He actually averaged more rushing yards per game than Daniel Jones did last year. So Daniel Jones is a guy, well, you know, he runs. That's what people are saying. Minshew actually averaged more rushing yards per game than him. He was at about 25 per game. So he's got a nice floor there with the rushing. And he's got DJ Chark, but he doesn't have a whole lot else at receiver. Teddy Bridgewater, never been a good fantasy quarterback. However, the way I'm looking at it, you talked about DJ Moore at the top of the show. He's got DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, Ian Thomas, Christian McCaffrey. They brought in Robbie Anderson. So they've got a nice group of receivers there for him. And on top of that, I think their defense could be apocalyptically bad. And the Panthers told you that. They spent all 7 of their draft picks on defensive players. So they told you, we think our defense is going to stink. And Teddy Bridgewater being in tier 6 is just kind of a volume thing. But the problem I have with these guys is, I kind of view them on shaky ground as starters. Teddy Bridgewater could be, no pun intended, a bridge quarterback. Drew Lock started 5 games. Gardner Minshew was a 6th-round pick. I think the Jaguars are going to be bad this year. So there's just a little bit more of uncertainty here that makes me uncomfortable. But these guys are really, really good QB3s in a best ball league, or in a 2-quarterback league, and they can even be a solid QB2 if you drafted one of my tier 1 or tier 2 quarterbacks as somebody who they've got a lot of things going for them if you overlook their pretty significant warts.
What an unbelievable start to Tiers of Dolan. So well explained. Love the 6 different tiers. The 3 guys in tier 3, Rodgers in tier 5, absolutely phenomenal start to Tiers of Dolan this year, Joe. Love the song. We can talk next week. We'll do running backs. or wide receivers. We can figure that part of it out. Here's what you need to do now. You need to try to get in this league against me and Joe. Because I got to tell you, even though I'm not the expert like Joe is, I'm kind of awesome at fantasy. I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm kind of a big fantasy deal. So let's see what you got. It's the redraft league. I will beat all of you when we go head-to-head, and I will win the league. All you have to do is fantasypoints.com, code FEAST, all caps, forward that to me. That's the key, ross@rosstucker.com. I can't know you did it unless you send it to me, ross@rosstucker.com, and get the DraftKings Sportsbook app on your phone. Throw the code Ross in. Make a deposit if you're in a legal state. If you're not in a legal state, can't make a deposit yet. Just throw the code in for when your state finally gets legal. Joe, terrific work. Make sure you're following him on Twitter at @FG_Dolan. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL across the board. Remember, we've got Greg Cosell tomorrow on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and Christopher Harris from Harris Football on Friday for our second Fantasy Feast podcast this week. For Joe, I'm Ross. We're stuffed. That was awesome. We're done.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Feast podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and the College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.